McCaskill, there was not a hint of corruption during 8 years of Barack Obama. By Pam Key on May 20, 2020. Wednesday on MSNBC, network political commentator former Senator Claire McCaskill, DMO, said former President Barack Obama's administration did not have even a hint of corruption during 8 years. McCaskill said, "I think what would be the tale of this election will be what is going on in September and October. I think there are going to be three metrics that this president is definitely afraid of, to use an unfortunate phrase. He's going to be afraid of the unemployment numbers in September and October. And so far, the complicated and Byzantine stimulus that's been put forward has not eased unemployment. And that's the measure here. Not the stock market. How many people are in breadlines, and how many people don't have jobs, and how many people have lost health care. That's the measure. And then how many, what is the daily body count in September and October? How many people are dying every day from this virus in September and October? And how many new cases are showing up every day? There's no way there will be a vaccine before September or October." She continued, "So what is the president's playbook? Looking down that tunnel, his playbook is to go to what worked for him in 2016 and is to lie about his opponent. And what that thing was with the senators, I've got to get this in. What the thing was with the senators yesterday. He went to that lunch to tell them to lie for him. You've got to lie about Barack Obama and Joe Biden. You've got to turn them into something they are not. You got to make them criminals. He wants to get to the point where they're chanting lock them up at his rallies about Obama and Biden, who have done nothing illegal. Nothing, nothing, not even close. Not a hint of corruption during 8 years of Barack Obama. No wholesale firing of inspector generals. So I really think it's startling that he's so panicked that he felt the need to go down there to shore up the Republicans. You guys got to get tougher and lie better, because that's essentially what his message was yesterday." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.